welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
Hallelujah. We have been blessed by those students, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've really enjoyed having you. Thank you. It was great to hear what you were saying about us. Oh, I've got a spare Bible. Hallelujah. Now, make sure you go home with the latest bulletin as well. If you haven't picked one up, make sure you grab one. I love church bulletins. I dragged out some of my favourite, you know, church bulletins, printing errors, just of a quick revision. I like the one that was found in the bulletin that said, all those who like sinning, please join the worship team. A little bit dodgy. There was another one that it says, this afternoon there will be a meeting in the north and south ends of the church. Children will be baptised at both ends. Oh, this one's bordering on dodgy, really. Tuesday at 4 p.m, there will be an ice cream social. All ladies giving milk, please come early. Oh, you're invited to attend this week's National Prayer and Fasting Conference in Leeds. The registration fee includes meals. I'll give you one more. I've said this one before, but it's always one of my favourites. Thursday at 5 p.m, there will be a meeting of the Little Mothers Club. All ladies wishing to become little mothers, please see the pastor in his study. Hallelujah. Right, we will move very quickly on from that, I think. A couple of weeks ago, I wasn't here last week. I hope you had a good week with Martin. I hear great reports of a good time.
Yes.
Oh, some of them had a good time.
Well, some of them did.
He's just come back from ministering in York and has had a good time there as well. So have a chat to him about that. But 2 weeks ago, I was talking to you about God being called Jehovah. And the word, or the what's implied in the name of Jehovah, is the Lord who reveals himself. And the name sort of talks about how God demonstrates who he is, or shows who he is. And at the moment, we're seeing this move of healing and God's power in the church. I say at the moment, it's not just for this moment, it's to continue. These are the days of the Lord's favour. Amen. But when you see somebody healed, you can react into, Pamaran, you're here. Bless you. Yeah. It's so good to have you here. Yeah. Mighty woman of God.
Yeah.
You sneaked in and I didn't see you. It's because you're wearing purple. You look like a disembodied head just there on the top of the chair. Bless you, Pamaran. She's not coming again. Yeah. Anyway. It's over now. You're safe. Anyway, where was I? Jehovah. The Lord who reveals himself. When you see a miracle happen in somebody's life, you can go, wow, they've been healed. But actually, you can also say, wow, God is showing who he is.
Amen.
We looked at three different names that sort of go with Jehovah last week. That one, of course, is Jehovah Rapha, or Rophe, the Lord who heals you. Amen. That's noisy out there today. Anyway, Jehovah Shalom was the other one. The Lord is our peace. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That bit is beyond your understanding is important, because the peace isn't just I'm trusting in God. It isn't just a knowledge. It's a peace that's beyond your understanding. It's an impartation from God. It's supernatural. And if you don't know that, you can quote that verse and feel like sort of go away still feeling anxious. In anxious situations, you need the peace of God. It's tangible. That's the presence of God. It's tangible. Amen? By his word and by his spirit. Hallelujah. And the other one was Jehovah Shammah, which is one of my favourites, really, because it's the Lord who is there. Wherever you go, the Lord is there. You don't know what you're going to be doing tomorrow, but the Lord is there. Whatever situation you find yourself in, the Lord is there. When you find yourself praying for somebody on the street, the Lord is there. Whether you're in York or wherever else you're going, the Lord is there ahead of you. He is with you. And boy, did the glory of the Lord come on you today. We're looking forward to some good stories. Hallelujah. You must email us them or something about what's happening as you carry on the journey. We'd love to hear some more, and we'll let everybody know about what God's doing on your journey. Anyway, today I've just got one name of God, and it's Jehovah Rohi. Anybody know what that one is? Yeah, see, one of the way of the Spirit team is bound to know. Versed in their Bible, the Lord is my shepherd. It's an interesting word, the word for shepherd. The Hebrew words used for shepherd, it's used about 80 times in the Bible that's translated as shepherd. But you can also use the word to mean your feeder. In the sense of being fed like an animal or like a baby, is someone feeding you. And so the Lord is your feeder. Yes. He feeds you the word.
Yes.
He feeds you something that's more sustaining than a beef burger. Hallelujah. I like as well, it also means the Lord is your companion. Yes. Ever feel lonely? Well, the Lord is your companion. Yes. He's with you. It also means the Lord is your friend. Do you know that? The Lord is your friend. I don't know whether it's because of English shepherds sort of charging around on tractors with dogs yapping at their heels. You don't necessarily get the right picture of Jesus. He hasn't got a tractor as far as I know. And he sort of chases along and the dogs are all chasing him. But that isn't really the model in the Middle East, where the shepherd would lead the sheep and they would come to his voice. The Lord is leading us. He's not driving us on his tractor. Mind you, sometimes he's going so fast, it's like clinging on the back and your legs out behind you. The Lord is leading us. These are good times to be alive.
Amen.
These are good times to be in North Yorkshire.
Yes.
This is a good time to be in Scarborough.
Yes.
Amen. There's been so many prophetic words over this town, and we're living in days of seeing them being fulfilled.
Yes.
We're just at the beginning. We're just on the edge of the move of God, but not the edge of waiting for it. We're on the edge of it's happening, which is kind of nice, because I don't know how many times you've been in a situation where somebody said, we're on the edge, we're nearly there. We're there. It's begun. That's kind of peaceful, isn't it? And the Lord's our companion, isn't it? Really, I've just got a very restful, peaceful word for you this morning. It's not deep, it's not complicated, it's just the Lord is your friend. He's not driving you with a whip. He's not bashing you over the head. He's not sending you to the place you most dread going. Well, he might for some of you, but that's another story. Pastor Colin has a story. If you're not familiar with Kingdom Faith, Pastor Colin Urquhart heads all of Kingdom Faith nationally. He has a story that when he was a vicar, he used to go for meetings in Luton. And as he would drive into Luton, he'd say, God, don't ever send me here. Now, some of you are laughing already, because it was when God gave him his first post as a vicar, it was in Luton. As Kate and I were driving down the motorway, after we'd been called to go to Roffey all those years ago as students, we were in the car, we discussed, you know, the fact that the Lord had said to us, you must do anything that you're asked. And we said, yeah, we'll do that, as long as we don't want to work with children. For 10 years, we led J24/7, the children's ministry. Hallelujah. So do be careful. But he leads you. You know, I think sometimes when people say that, it's not that God's sitting up in heaven thinking, oh, great, cool, I'll catch him out there. It's more that we already know what the Lord's saying to us, you know, and we're trying to run away from it a little bit. So we pretend we haven't heard God at all by saying, no, that's the last thing I want to do. Because often God will choose you to do things that you feel not equipped for.
That's right.
You know, it's not, because the more equipped you are, the less you're going to depend on Him.
Yes.
A lot of you came forward and said, yeah, I want the anointing that's on Mike. Well, that anointing that was being given to him this morning was to make Jesus known on the streets. And if you've got it, you might not feel like you can do it, but you step out and boy, will you see fruit.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, you've got to be a little bit foolish. You know, it's not a normal thing to walk through the streets with a red flag with a golden crown on it. Sometimes you just have to do something a little bit different to catch people's attention. You do what the Lord says. Don't be too normal. Normal's boring. You're the supersonic generation. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord is my shepherd. It also means my keeper. It also means my pastor, which is why when you've got a problem, I always tell you to go to Jesus, not me. Well, actually, it's true. You know, if you don't go to him first, you become dependent on a man, and you will end up in a right mess. It's Especially if you commit sin. No. Hallelujah. The Lord's your companion, your friend, your keeper, your feeder, your pastor. Isn't that great? I'm going to just have a look at a couple of situations where Jesus is talking about himself as pastor. I'm going to John chapter 10 if you want to look it up. They're really going for it outside, aren't they? This is just to let you know that you're hearing the word of God in a seaside town, you know, with the brass bands playing outside. It stopped. Then came the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. This is verse 22. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple area walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews gathered around him saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you're the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you did not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me." Important point. Why does God do miracles today? To demonstrate that Jesus is Lord. Any miracles that happen here, any healings that are happening here, are in the name of Jesus. They're with his authority and they're for his glory. No man, no woman, no child does miracles, but God does miracles through us. Amen? He does miracles through people who are available. "But you did not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me. But you do not believe because you're not my sheep." He was talking to the Jews. Because he came with a greater revelation of how to step into something that meant he was their shepherd. "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." If you ever talk to a Christian who says, "I can't hear God," they're deceiving themselves. My sheep hear my voice. You do hear God. You just think you don't. Or you try and sit in front of an open notebook and say, "God, go!" Nothing. Or you open the Bible and look for that random verse. Very, very dodgy. Let's have a go. "Will traders barter for him?" It's not a good way to get guidance. Occasionally, people have used it in desperation and God has spoken. But God wants to speak to you just in your life. He's your friend. Yes. He's your companion. He's your feeder. He will speak to you. He will give you what you need, often when you don't expect it. He often just breaks through at a strange time. Yes, we spend time apart with the Lord. Yes, we spend time seeking the Lord. But sometimes the Lord just speaks when we're not expecting it. My sheep hear my voice. You can hear God. You just get lied to by the devil sometimes into thinking that you don't. See, this is a very gentle talk for me this week. The Lord's your shepherd. He's leading you. How does he lead you? By example, through this word, by speaking to you directly. He leads you gently as a friend. Friends, when they're walking along the road, it's not like if you've got your friend with you, your friend's, you know, 50 yards back down the road and you're saying, "Come on, come on, we're going for a coffee." You know, if you're with a friend, you walk along together, say, "Shall we have a cup of coffee?" "Yeah, let's have a cup of coffee." Yeah, the Lord shares with you. Like he did with Abraham. He wants relationship, but not necessarily a cup of coffee. Must tea. Anyway, "I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." At this, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" "We're not stoning you for any of these," replied the Jews, "but for blasphemy. You, a mere man, claim to be God." This is a great passage for all those that talk about Jesus never actually claiming to be God. He was claiming very clearly in the culture of his time that he was God. "I and the Father are one." Very, very clearly. I mean, the Jews obviously understood it. Like they said, "We're not stoning you for doing miracles. We're stoning you because you claim to be God." But our Lord is, our text is, the Lord is your shepherd. And if you're following the Lord, no one, no thing, nor anything can snatch you out of his hand. If you belong to the Lord, you belong to the Lord, you belong to the Lord, you belong to the Lord. Sure, sheep can get silly and fall down gullies and get lost. But he'll come after you. Oh, he'll come after you. He'll get on that tractor and come out. No, no. And she's usually like quad bikes. Oh, I can imagine Jesus on a quad bike. The Lord on his quad bike searching for the lost sheep. No, he'll come and get you. He loves you too much. No one can snatch you out of the Father's hand. You can walk away. You can go deliberately off in your own direction and walk away and walk out of all the promises of God. But if you're genuinely just trying to be a follower of his, nobody can snatch you. He's your shepherd. He's your feeder. He's your friend. He's your companion. He's with you in this. Yeah? It's a gentle word, this, isn't it? Jackie's looking most shocked. He's the miracle working shepherd that wants to meet your every need. Amen? The shepherd came to give abundant life. If you look back a little bit in this passageway, if you go back to verse 10, I have come, this is him talking as the shepherd and his flock, I have come that they may have life. Life in all its meetings. Life in all its fullness. Life in all its abundance. Why is the worship? Why do we jump up and down so much? Because I'm full of life. I don't know about you.
Yes.
Donald jumps up and down because I said jump up and down. No, no. I just want to let it out.
Yes.
Sorry, I nearly lost the calm talk there. God, the life of Jesus is transforming.
Yes.
You know, it's for people who are in depression. Here, have the life of Jesus. Yes. People who are downcast and weary. Here, have the life of Jesus. Yes. Amen?
Yes.
Oh, God is so good. Yes. I am the good shepherd. This is after he's just said, have life to its fullness. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He's predicting exactly what's going to be happening. The good shepherd, kalos is the Greek word. It means beautiful. Did you know that? It means appealing. It means inherently benevolent. In fact, when he was speaking to the people, it would have been another claim from his point of view to be God. Because in another place, if you remember, he says, no one is good but God alone. And here he is saying, I am the good shepherd. No one can be good in the sense of inherently benevolent except God alone and those who are in Christ. He's the good shepherd. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay my life down for the sheep. Why does he lay down his life? To pay the price that you could be one of his followers, to pay the price for your salvation. And salvation is complete. Salvation is whole. Salvation is mind, body, spirit. Salvation is a place in eternity. Salvation is impacting your life now. That's why Jesus said, pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven there is no sickness. In heaven there is no abuse. In heaven there is no lack. In heaven there is no lack of love. In heaven there is no rejection. The Lord said, pray on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven there is no theft. In heaven there is no murder. In heaven there is nothing that you read about in our newspapers. Hallelujah. Your kingdom come, your will be done, is not just for a spiritual blessing, but to release the kingdom of heaven on earth. When we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done, in Scarborough, we're about seeing Scarborough change for the glory of the Lord. How does it get changed? Through a people who believe and live, your kingdom come, your will be done. It's not just about sitting away in a little room just praying. You pray, you hear the word, and you go. That's why the Lord speaks to his sheep. You get the word from the Lord, and you act upon it, and then you see fruit. You give glory to God, the Lord speaks again, you do something else, and the work begins to grow. Amen? We heard the word of the Lord to go move the whole church from Lampaloo House and plonk it down, as it were, in Scarborough. We responded in obedience to the word of the Lord, and what happened? We've got a move of God. The Lord is blessing it. Now we're saying, Lord, what's next? What do you want us to do next? We're looking for another building because you expect these seats to be completely full. Not because we want a big church, but because we want lives changed. Amen? I don't care if everybody gets saved and goes to another church, as long as they're going on with the Lord. Hallelujah. But at the moment, I know the Lord is saying, I'm building this church. Hallelujah. So when I am praying people that they become here, they get discipled here, they listen to the Lord here. Hallelujah. And people that come, you want to be, oh, I haven't seen so and so. I'll give them a ring and see how they're doing.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, you want to love them. You want to love on them. We stand for many people who are visiting that don't yet know the Lord. We stand in the place of Jesus. We are the shepherd taking them to the shepherd. We've got to guide them. We've got to lead them. And in these days of modern communication, it's easy. You've got phones, you've got email, but most of all, you've got a doorbell. Because face-to-face, even today, is still the most important form of communication. Amen? Go and be their friend. Go and be their companion. Go and be their keeper. Go and be their feeder. When Cain turned to Abel and said, am I my brother's keeper? The answer was, yes. We are to lead one another. We are to be examples to one another. The opposite of not being that is to be Cain. As for me, I'm Abel. That was very poor, admittedly. That definitely wasn't in the notes. Hallelujah. Through his death, we have access to that abundant life. Amen? And you can have abundant life in him here this morning. As I draw the word to a close, let's just turn to the most famous. You can't really do Jehovah Rohi and not look at Psalm 23, can you? Hallelujah. I was going to speak from this, but we just about run out of time. So let's just have a quick look. The Lord is my shepherd. Not somebody else's. He's your shepherd. Yes. Say, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my pastor.
The Lord is my pastor.
The Lord is my friend.
The Lord is my friend.
The Lord is my companion.
The Lord is my companion.
The Lord is my feeder.
The Lord is my feeder.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
It says in the NIV, I shall not be in want. You know, when I was at primary school, and I really didn't understand that. We used to sing it in the song. I shall not want. I think, well, why are they singing, I don't want him? I thought it was supposed to be good to be a Christian. Why are they singing, they don't want him? I never did understand that bit. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want, because the shepherd died so that you could have an intimate friendship with him. The shepherd died that you could have healing in him. The shepherd died that you could have freedom in him. The shepherd died that you could have abundant life in him. The shepherd died for your salvation in him. It's all paid for. You can have it. It's a bit scary when the pastor comes down the back. Don't worry. At the moment, I don't have a prophetic word for anybody, so you're safe. He makes me lie down in green pastures. This is a peaceful message. It doesn't mean you don't do anything. It just means that there'll be peace in you. The green, it's like an inward green pasture peace. It's like, I don't have to fret. He leads me beside still waters. Refreshing waters of the Holy Spirit are always yours. Just let the Holy Spirit wash over you. Even now. There, the Spirit of the Lord is just coming on you now. It's washing over you. Quiet waters. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Because you can go through some rough times, aren't you? We've been through some. But he brings you up the mountaintop on the other side. Life does have valleys. Mm-hmm. And some of them are deep and dark. Mm-hmm. But the Lord leads us through. Yes. And he doesn't just lead us through by standing on the mountaintop and shouting. He's our friend. He's our companion. And he walks with us. You know, as God continues to move, there could be situations and all kinds of situations we find ourselves in, and certainly other people will be in, that are like deep, dark valleys. And when that happens, will you remember this psalm? That even in the deepest, darkest valley, the Lord is your friend. He's your companion. He's your guide. He's your feeder. He's your pastor. When you're in the valley of death, just keep moving. Yeah. Don't stop and sit down. I will fear no evil. I wish some Christians would listen to that. Oh, I might get ill. Oh, I won't go out on the streets. I might get mugged. Oh, I can't do that. That's dangerous. I will fear no evil. Because the Lord is with me, it says. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. All the days, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. He is a loving and kindly and gentle companion. And even when Pastor Paul is up the front doing his loudest, jumpiest about sermon or talk, the Lord is your peace.
Amen.
He is gentle and he's kind. And the Lord has made every provision for you and your family and the people you come to meet. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not be in want. Amen. Amen. Let's just stand as we come to an end. Maybe the worship team come forward. Hallelujah. Just stand quietly before the Lord for a minute. Here at Kingdom Faith Church, we like to give every opportunity for anybody to give their lives to the Lord or come back to the Lord. It's important that we regularly give that opportunity. And as I've spoken about the Lord being your shepherd this morning, maybe you've realized that he's not your shepherd, either because you've wandered off somewhere or because you've never surrendered your life to him and said, look, I want to follow you, Jesus. Forgive me for going my way. I want to follow you. So just before we do anything else, we're going to take up our offering in a minute. But before we do that, just still yourself for a minute. Is there anybody in the house today that would say, yeah, I need to come back to the Lord. He needs to be my shepherd. I haven't known him as a friend. Hallelujah. If there is anybody in that situation and you want to follow Jesus as your shepherd this morning, as you want to have Jesus as your friend and your companion, your pastor, your feeder, your keeper, if you want to know the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit living in you, I want you to just raise a hand where you are. If there's anybody doing that, raise a hand. And then after we've had the offering, I want you to come down the front because we'll need to stand with you and pray for you. After we've had the offering, we're also... one of the things we mentioned this morning is the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. If there's anybody come seeking healing this morning or freedom from addiction, You can come forward after the basket's gone round and just wait down the front here, and we'll just release God's healing power into your life. This room is full of people who can tell you how God has healed them recently. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.